Hanayama Cast Puzzles ranked every difficulty level from beginner to devil. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Hanayama Cast Puzzles, now branded Huzzle, are rated on a 6-level difficulty scale. Level 1 Fun, Level 2 Easy, Level 3 Normal, Level 4 Hard, Level 5 Expert, and Level 6 Grandmaster. For beginners, start with Cast Loop or Cast Key Level 1. The genuinely hardest puzzles in the line are the Level 6 Disentanglements, Cast Quartet, Cast Trinity, Cast News, and Cast Nutcase, though experienced solvers warn the ratings are uneven, with some Level 6 puzzles like the Enigma playing easier than Level 5 ones like the Vortex. The number on a Hanayama box is useful precisely because it's unreliable. Let me be clear first, levels 1 through 4 are honest. A level 1 really will teach you the mechanic in 5 minutes, a level 4 really will make you think. But the scale doesn't hold at the top because there's no level 7, so a puzzle that takes a weekend and a puzzle that takes 10 months both wear the same 6-6 badge. That's not a flaw in the rating system, that's the central fact you need to know before you buy. I've read the Hanayama marketing, the retailer copy, and far more importantly, the people who actually live with these objects. Kevin at PuzzleMat has solved nearly the entire range and isn't afraid to tell you when the badge is lying. What follows is my ranked, opinionated, level-by-level map. The ones that play honest, the ones that coast on reputation, and the handful that are simply the best mass-produced metal disentanglement puzzles ever made. I lead with the flaw because trust is a mechanic you earn, not assert. Quick naming note because it trips people up, Cast and Huzzle are the same line. Hanayama rebranded the international series as Huzzle in the late 2010s, slicker black finish, same designs, same 6-level scale. Huzzle Cast Quartet Level 6 and Cast Quartet 6-6 are the same puzzle. Don't pay a collector premium thinking they're different. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support PuzzleWick at no additional cost to you. What do Hanayama's difficulty levels 1 to 6 actually mean? Hanayama uses a strict 6-tier scale, and the official names matter because they set an expectation the puzzle then either honors or betrays. Level 1, Fun, Mechanic Teaching Puzzles. You should solve these in a sitting. The goal is the oh, that's how these work click, not frustration. Cast Loop, Cast Key, Cast ABC live here. Level 2, Easy, a real puzzle with a single trick to discover. Cast Box, Cast Star in its current rating, Cast Harmony. Level 3, Normal, multi-step but logical. Cast Cross, Cast Hex, Cast Dice. Cast Jam, the sweet spot for a curious adult who likes to think but not asterisk suffer asterisk. Level 4, Hard. Now you need a strategy, not just a flash of insight. Cast Marble, Hanayama's own number, more on this lie below. Cast Coaster, Cast UFO, Cast Cylinder. Level 5, Expert, genuinely difficult, multiple non-obvious moves, often with a coordinated motion phase. Cast Vortex, Cast Devil, Cast Equa, Cast Labyrinth, Cast Square. Level 6, Grandmaster. As Cubia Games puts it, this is for experienced puzzlers who understand the rules and now must throw the rulebook out the window. Cast Quartet, Cast Trinity, Cast News, Cast Nutcase, Cast Enigma, Cast Chain, Cast Rotor. Cast Hourglass, the scale is honest in the asterisk middle asterisk. Levels 2 through 4 map cleanly to how most people actually experience the puzzles. It's at the extremes and especially the crowded, contentious level 6 ceiling where the cracks show. Because there is no level 7, every puzzle from A Clever Afternoon to This Consumed My Entire Winter gets stamped with the same 6. That is the single biggest source of confusion in this hobby, and we'll spend most of this guide there. Cast and Huzzle are the same line. Hanayama rebranded the international Cast series as Huzzle with new black finish photography. Same designs, same designers, same 1 to 6 scale. Don't pay a collector premium thinking they're different puzzles, they aren't. Buy a level above where you think you are. Hanayama's levels run a touch soft for anyone with engineering or spatial reasoning instincts. If Rubik's Cube adjacent puzzles come easily to you, start at level 3, not level 1, you'll blow through 1 and 2 in minutes and feel cheated. If you've never touched a disentanglement puzzle, respect the ladder and start at level 1. Which Hanayama Cast puzzle should a complete beginner start with? They are the on-ramps for a reason. The mechanic is legible, the solution is reachable in roughly 5 to 10 minutes, and the aha lands cleanly enough that newcomers, and notoriously the reviewer's non-puzzling partners, come away delighted rather than defeated. Greg Jelf at Explore Puzzles bought the Cast Loop specifically to recruit friends and family into the hobby, and his note is the most honest endorsement a level 1 can get. Even at the bottom of the scale, the loop isn't immediately obvious and took him about 5 minutes. It is easy asterisk, not asterisk, trivial asterisk. That gap between easy and trivial is exactly what you want in a first puzzle. Trivial bores, easy but not obvious hooks. A word of warning about a puzzle people think is a beginner puzzle, the Cast Marble. Hanayama rates it level 4 and Puzzle Master scores it 8/10, but Kevin at PuzzleMad solved it in about 5 minutes once he understood its coordinate motion, and his colleagues cracked it in 10 minutes with a single hint. It plays well below its number. I bring it up here in the beginner section on purpose. If you want a level 1 asterisk experience with a far prettier object and a genuinely clever mechanism, the Marble is a stealth on-ramp. It is also, by near universal collector agreement, one of the most asterisk satisfying puzzles in the whole line, regardless of difficulty, proof that the joy was never about the suffering. The two puzzle starter kit, they teach two different fundamental motions, looped path traversal and interlock key separation, that recur all the way up the scale. Solving both gives a beginner the vocabulary to read every harder puzzle in the line. Why don't the Hanyama difficulty ratings match how hard the puzzles actually feel? This is the central controversy of the cast line, and it deserves a straight answer. The ratings drift because difficulty is being measured against a moving, subjective target, and because a single ceiling 6 has to hold an enormous range of actual hardness. Three forces are at work. First, insight versus execution. Some puzzles are easy to understand and hard to do, or vice versa. The cast nutcase is the textbook case. One reviewer argued its comprehension is maybe an 8-10 while its execution is brutal, and noted that several solvers cracked it in under an hour, far faster than other top-tier puzzles. Hanyama's single number can't encode easy to grasp, fiddly to perform. So the badge feels wrong even when it isn't asterisk lying exactly. Second, the ratings have been retuned over the decades. The same design can carry different numbers across eras and across the cast to Huzzle rebrand. PuzzleMad notes the cast Marble has been seen rated 4-6 in places, and retailers sometimes listed at 5. When the manufacturer itself isn't internally consistent, the consumer can't be blamed for confusion. Third, and this is the spicy one, the level 6 bucket is overloaded. Because there is no level 7, the gentlest grandmaster and the most savage grandmaster share a badge. The cast Enigma and the cast Quartet are both 6-6, they are not remotely the same difficulty, as the next section will show. The honest takeaway? Treat levels 1-4 as broadly trustworthy, treat level 5 as genuinely hard, trust it, and treat level 6 as an asterisk range, anywhere from a focused weekend to a multi-month siege that you must read on a per-puzzle basis using collector reviews, not the box. Hot take, the cast Enigma's 6-6 rating is a vanity number. The Enigma is rated Grand Master and marketed by Hanyama as, without a doubt, among the most difficult of all puzzles. Kevin at PuzzleMad solved it in about 45 minutes and could immediately reassemble it, and said outright, "I actually think the cast Vortex should be a 6 out of 6 and this one a 5. When a asterisk level 5 asterisk puzzle, the Vortex is harder than a flagship asterisk level 6 asterisk." The badge isn't measuring difficulty anymore, it's measuring marketing. The Enigma is a wonderful puzzle. It is not a grandmaster. Buy it for the beauty and the multiple aha moments, not because the 6 promises you a war. Read the reviews, not the badge. Above level 5 at level 6, the printed number is nearly useless for predicting asterisk your asterisk solve time. Before buying a grandmaster, find one writ review from someone who actually solved it. PuzzleMad, Gabriel Fernandez Collection, Neil's Puzzle Building Blog. The phrase to hunt for is the solver's asterisk time. 45 minutes versus 10 months tells you infinitely more than 6-6 ever will. Which Hanyama cast puzzles are genuinely the hardest, the real grandmasters, strip out the inflated level 6s and a true elite remains. These are the puzzles where experienced collectors, people who have solved dozens of casts, report days to months of work, not minutes, ranked by the brutality the reviews actually describe. 1. Cast Quartet Chinese Letter Bonds, designed by Mine Aimatsu, the consensus monster, four interlocked pieces that must be disentangled and far worse, reassembled. Kevin spent roughly a week and 3 to 4 hours before any asterisk progress, eventually caved to the solution for disassembly, then needed a YouTube video for reassembly after 2 more days. His verdict, this has been the hardest one so far, and fellow solver Brian called it almost too tough. This is what a 6-6 should mean, 2, Cast Trinity designed by Kaio Wung. Kevin carried this puzzle for asterisk 10 months before the solution hit him like a hammer. His judgment is unambiguous. I think this one well deserves its 6 out of 6 star difficulty rating. When a near-complete collection solver needs the better part of a year, the badge is finally telling the truth. 3. Cast Nutcase. A Boltan nut nightmare where, as noted, comprehension comes before execution defeats you. One collector argued it and its sibling deserve a special rating of their own as an exclusive level 7. Caveat, the threads can strip if you force it, and a stripped nutcase loses most of its difficulty. Solve with finesse, never torque. 4. Cast News designed by Kaio Wung. An organic, gripless three-piece tangle where every piece is entangled with the other two. Wung's own designer note leans into the chaos. Since there are possible combinations other than the solution pictured, I hope you enjoy trial and error. Translation, there are many wrong assemblies in one right one and you will visit most of the wrong ones. 5. Cast Chain. Three interlocked figure eight-ish links with per reviewers quite a few wrong ways to do it. and crucially it requires no force, so when you're stuck on logic asterisk, not on muscle. A purist's grand master. Notice the pattern, Kaiuo Wang's name appears twice and he's also behind the rotor and others. If you specifically want the hardest asterisk honest level 6 experiences, follow the designer. Wang builds genuinely vicious tangles, the marketing inflated 6s tend to come from elsewhere in the catalog. Hot take, follow the designer, not the difficulty number. Kaiuo Wang, Trinity News Rotor Delta, is the most reliable signature for asterisk genuinely asterisk brutal level 6, his tangles earn their badge. Meanwhile, some flagship 6-6s coast on reputation. Mine Aimatsu's Quartet is the hardest mass-produced cast, full stop. If you're chasing real difficulty, shop by designer, the rating is noise, the maker's hand is signal. Never force a threaded or coordinated motion puzzle, the nutcase strips, the marble binds, the vortex jams if you fight it. The cardinal rule of cast puzzles, if it needs force, you're doing it wrong. Every legitimate solution in the line is achievable with no force at all. Pain is the puzzle telling you to back up and rethink, not push harder. What's the smartest way to actually solve a Hanyama disentanglement puzzle? Disentanglement puzzles punish the brute force instinct and reward the patient cartographer. A working method, distilled from how strong solvers describe their process. 1. Map before you move. Spend the first few minutes not solving. Turn the puzzle in good light and trace how the pieces actually interlock, where they touch, where there's clearance, where a piece could asterisk theoretically asterisk travel. Kevin praises the enigma precisely because it's shaped in such a way that you can see and plan each move. Planning is the skill, flailing is the anti-skill. 2. Find the first move, then respect it. Most cast solutions hinge on a single non-obvious opening move that unlocks everything downstream. The enigma's first discovery isn't hard, finding the asterisk correct first move is the whole battle. Hunt for the move that changes the puzzle's asterisk state asterisk, not just its orientation in your hand. 3. Watch for coordinated motion. The hardest mid-solve walls are combined moves where multiple pieces must shift asterisk simultaneously. The enigma has a phase that manipulates all three pieces at once, and this is very, very tough indeed. If single-piece moves have stalled, the answer is almost always a two- or three-piece coordinated shift you haven't tried. This is the number one thing beginners miss. 4. Obey cardinal law 4b. Remember how you did it. This is the most quoted rule in the hobby and it's not a joke. Kevin invokes the cardinal law, thou shalt remember how thou achieved it, because a friend left a solved puzzle in pieces for asterisk 3 weeks having forgotten the sequence. The moment you disassemble, the second, harder puzzle reassembly begins. Note the moves. The quartet's reassembly is harder than its disassembly, so is the Trinity's. 5. Walk away on purpose. The single most common pattern in every solve story above is the deliberate break. Kevin set the quartet aside for days, the Trinity marinated for 10 months. The subconscious solves disentanglement puzzles while you sleep. Forcing a session that's gone cold just grinds your patience and risks stripping the metal. Pocket it, carry it, fidget, and let the aha ambush you. The reassembly is the real grand master. Taking a cast puzzle apart is half the job and usually the easy half. Reassembly is where the quartet and Trinity break people. The instant you separate the pieces, mentally or literally, record the exact move sequence in reverse, because you are now holding a second, harder puzzle with no picture on the box to guide you back. When you finally cave, solution sheets versus YouTube, every cast puzzle ships with a solution sheet and the diagrams are notoriously hard to read for the complex sixes. Even Kevin found the quartet's sheet trickier than it looks. For the hardest puzzles, a solve-recorded YouTube video beats the official sheet for reassembly. No shame in it, the quartet defeated experts before video existed. What's the history behind Hanyama cast puzzles and why do collectors take them so seriously? The line is older and more pedigreed than the toy aisle packaging suggests. Hanyama released its first cast metal puzzles in 1983. The original trio was cast key, cast ABC, and cast star, and the creative force behind the series was the legendary Japanese puzzle designer Nobuyuki Nob Yoshigahara, who developed the early designs and rejected anything that didn't meet the company's standard. That's the pedigree. This isn't a faceless commodity, it's a curated design line stewarded by one of the most respected names in 20th century puzzling. The designs themselves often reach back further. Cast Devil Level 5 is Hanyama's smooth, fiendish revival of the Devil's Claws, an absurdly simple-looking puzzle from the 1905 puzzle boom, and the box still carries Yoshigahara's own taunt. Don't let the smooth looks of this one fool you. You may become one of those who let frustration take over and leave this puzzle forever unsolved. Over 40-plus years, the catalog has grown past 50 designs. Drawing in world-class inventors like Oscar Van Deventer and Hong Kong's Kaiuo Wang, with new releases nearly every year. Why do collectors revere them? Manufacturing obsession. Each design moves from CAD drawing to a hand-finished brass master, to a copper mold cut by spark erosion, to die-cast zinc alloy, to a plated metal finish, a process closer to minting a coin than stamping a toy. The result is the rare mass-market object that satisfies in the hand whether or not it's solved. Collectors describe the marble and others as worry beads you fidget with long after the aha. The 1905 puzzle inside the 2020s box. Many new casts are revived antiques. The cast Devil descends from the 1905 Devil's Claws. Buying into the cast line is buying a curated museum of disentanglement history, re-engineered to modern manufacturing tolerances. Part of why the solving experience is so much smoother than the cheap wire puzzles these designs originally were. Final verdict. Buy the cast line for what it actually is, not what the numbers promise. Hanyama's 6-level scale is the most useful unreliable map in puzzling. Trust it through level 4, respect it at level 5, and read it skeptically at level 6, where the same badge covers a focused afternoon and a 10-month obsession. If you want the most asterisk satisfying object regardless of difficulty, the wildly overrated cast marble is a stealth masterpiece. If you want genuine difficulty done with elegance, the cast vortex outpuzzles its level 5 badge and several level 6s. And if you want the real earned marathon grandmaster, the puzzle that will sit in your pocket for months and then detonate one perfect aha, the cast quartet and cast trinity are the summit, with Kaiwo Wong's name your most reliable signal that a 6 actually means 6. Flattery is boring, the cast line doesn't need it. These are defensibly the best mass-produced metal puzzles ever made, uneven ratings in all. Frequently asked questions. What is the hardest Hanyama cast puzzle? By collector consensus, the cast quartet designed by Mainai Matsu is the hardest mass-produced Hanyama cast puzzle, a four-piece interlock that took an expert solver a week just to start making progress, with reassembly harder still. The cast trinity, Kaiwo Wong, is a close second, having taken one top reviewer 10 months to solve. Both are rated level 6 grandmaster. What do Hanyama's difficulty levels 1 to 6 mean? Hanyama rates every cast/huzzle puzzle on a 6-level scale with official names. Level 1 equals fun, level 2 equals easy, level 3 equals normal, level 4 equals hard, level 5 equals expert, and level 6 equals grandmaster. Level 1 puzzles teach the basic mechanic and solve in minutes. Level 6 puzzles can take experienced solvers days to months. Are Hanyama difficulty ratings accurate? Roughly, but not precisely. Levels 1 to 4 are broadly trustworthy. The ratings become unreliable at the top. Because there's no level 7, the single level 6 badge covers everything from a tilde 45-minute puzzle cast Enigma to a 10-month one cast Trinity. Some puzzles also play below their badge. The cast marble is rated level 4 but solves in about 5 minutes. Above level 5, trust solver reviews and reported solve times over the printed number. Which Hanyama cast puzzle is best for a complete beginner? They have legible mechanics and solve in roughly 5 to 10 minutes, easy enough to be encouraging but not so trivial that there's no aha moment. The cast loop in particular is the puzzle reviewers buy specifically to introduce newcomers to the hobby. What's the difference between Hanyama cast and huzzle puzzles? None mechanically, they're the same product. Hanyama rebranded the international cast series as Huzzle Hanyama Plus Puzzle with new dark finish photography in the late 2010s. The designs, designers, and 1-6 difficulty scale are identical. Huzzle Cast Quartet Level 6 and Cast Quartet 6-6 refer to the same puzzle. How do you solve a Hanyama disentanglement puzzle? Don't force it. Every legitimate cast solution works with no force at all. First, map how the pieces interlock before moving anything. Find the single non-obvious first move that changes the puzzle's state. Watch for coordinated motion where two or three pieces must shift simultaneously, the most common wall. Critically, remember your move sequence. Reassembly is often harder than disassembly. And when you're stuck, walk away. The subconscious solves these overnight. Why is reassembly harder than taking the puzzle apart? Taking a cast puzzle apart gives you constant feedback, pieces visibly loosen as you progress. Reassembly has none. You're working toward a target state with no picture on the box to guide you, often needing to reverse a long coordinated motion sequence exactly. This is why solvers are warned to record their moves, and why puzzles like the Quartet and Trinity are notorious for being solved, then left in pieces for weeks because the owner forgot how to put them back. How much do Hanyama cast puzzles cost? They're widely regarded as exceptional value. Few mechanical puzzles deliver this much quality and replay for the price. Who designs Hanyama cast puzzles? The series was fathered in 1983 by the legendary Japanese designer Nobuyuki Nob Yoshigahara, who created the original trio Cast Key, Cast ABC, Cast Star. Over 40-plus years, the line has drawn in world-class inventors including Oscar Van Deventer, Mainai Matsu Cast Quartet, and Hong Kong's Kaiwo Wong Cast Trinity News Rotor, whose name is the most reliable signature for a genuinely brutal level 6.